Okay, Neil, we'll start with you. Good to have you here at a very special event where we have all our local talent, including Mr. O'Neill. What a job he's done, first of all, with Northern Ireland.
Oh, it's incredible. I wasn't sure I'd see it again in my life then, but I mean, the job Michael's done is just fantastic. And I mean, I'm using big adjectives here, but it doesn't put into words what he's achieved with Northern Ireland this campaign. And the top of the group as well, on top of everything else, it's a great achievement and something everyone can look forward to. And when I was growing up, you had the Billy Bingham team, and now kids growing up in Northern Ireland have got Michael's team, and hopefully it'll inspire another generation of players.
Yeah, and hopefully it's not, I mean, Michael makes it very clear he doesn't want this to be a one-off. He wants to, you know, keep this momentum going. Now, do you think that's going to be possible with Northern Ireland?
Well, it's a big ask. It depends on the strength and depth that Michael will have coming through, but if anyone can do it, he's shown already. You know, technically he's got everything spot on, and his man management has been second to none. So, you know, let the good times roll.
And Michael, you're up for another award tonight, Manager of the Year. You've won a few of those since qualifying for the Euros. I'm sure you never get tired though of telling the story and picking up these awards after the hard work over the last few years.
Yeah, it's always nice to get awards, and it's been lovely after qualification. You know, the events that I've been able to attend, and you know, there's been a lot of nice things said. You know, but it is nice to get the focus on the tournament as well, and I'm keen to obviously get back to that a little bit. And so we've done a lot of our preparation, and we look forward to, you know, the summer now. There's still a lot of work to be done, and it's good to get back. I've been back out at games now since January, and as I say, just trying to get my focus back, which is nice to do as well.
One of Neil's old players, Paddy McCork, scoring at the weekend as well. Nice to see him in the squad.
Yeah, Paddy obviously has had a difficult enough time at Luton since he went there, but the change of manager there, he came in and scored at the weekend. So there's places to play for, simple as that. We have probably about, you know, a core group of players that I think everyone knows will be going to France, but there's still places to play for. So it's important, those players, the likes of Paddy and those other players that maybe haven't played that much through the campaign, take the opportunities that they get at their clubs.